Manx Radio's 1 to 3, tendered by Ramsey Garden Centre. Pick up your new all-season loyalty card in-store today and start collecting reward points.
I'm at Peel Castle. It's not the best weather, but there's lots of people who are about to camp out. It's quite noisy. I'm going to try and get a quick word. What's your name?
My name's Sue Tumman. Hi, Christy.
Hello, Sue Tumman. What on earth are you doing?
I am here. I'm going to enjoy an evening sleeping in Peel Castle with a bunch of hardy folk. We've just had our chippy tea, and we're raising money for Breast Cancer Now.
And why is this important to you?
Obviously, the money that's raised goes a long way to helping people and families who are, you know, sort of being treated or have had breast cancer in the past. So, yeah, I think it's a really good thing to be involved in.
And you've got to be hardy for this evening. The weather's not great, is it?
The weather is grim. We're all soaking wet already. We're not turning into bed, I don't think, until about 11 o'clock this evening. But, yeah, it's going to be quite the evening.
Also, quite an incredible thing to be able to do, though, sleeping in Peel Castle.
Yeah, it's amazing. We actually had a tour and some of the history from Manx National Heritage earlier, and it was really, really fascinating. So, apparently, there are hundreds of bodies buried under this area around here. So, you know.
Are you scared?
More scared of the black dog, I think. Yeah, in more ways than one.
Well, good luck with it. I hope it goes well.
Thank you.
I've been sent up the hill to a glorious gaggle of ladies who are all dressed in pink and have umbrellas that are just keeping them safe from this not brilliant weather, to be fair. Can I get your names, please?
Anne.
Hi, Anne.
Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn. I love the fact that you have brought champagne.
We have champagne. If you're going to sit on a hill in the rain, you have to have some champagne.
You absolutely do. I mean,
look at the weather forecast and you see what it's going to be like. When you want to sleep, you need champagne.
Yeah. I love it. You are living the high life.
We've had good training. We did Snaefell twice, so Peel Castle was a must.
And what are the reasons why you want to do this?
I lost a cousin to breast cancer. She was aged just 50. And I was very, very close with her. And for me, it's not about our generation, it's about the next generation. Yeah. Everything that we do now is going to really help the next generation beat this disease and that everybody will survive it.
Yeah. This charity is about research into breast cancer, and their thesis is that, you know, one day nobody will die from breast cancer, and that's so important. And everybody will live and live well, and that's what we've got to get to.
So you are here doing this, staying in this awful weather this evening. I've got to say, kudos and respect. Yeah. What are your plans? What have you got to sleep on or in or with?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah.
Carolyn, explain what we're sleeping in.
Tell what we've got to sleep in.
We have these, shall we call them, heavy-duty plastic bags that are for animals. We have comfy mats, lots of blankets, and lots of waterproof things.
And champagne.
And hot chocolate with vodka.
I mean, you lot have got the right idea, I have to say. Listen, I hope it goes great for you. Planning on staying all the way till morning?
Yeah,
of course.
We're going for a swim.
Are you really?
Yeah. No.
I'll see you in the sea then. Sandy Denning, is this your brainchild?
Yes, my stupid idea. I had this picture in my mind that would be lovely sunset and the aurora borealis, or whatever you say it, will arrive and it'd just be a magical night. But yes, it's absolutely pouring down. But hey, everyone's turned up, which I'm so grateful for. The band have decided to stay. We've had an amazing fish and chip supper, and civil defence are here to keep us safe. So what could possibly go wrong? And we've raised loads of money already, so, you know, that's what we're here for.
Yes.
It is going to be a challenge.
So what time does it all finish?
6 o'clock tomorrow morning. So we were thinking maybe a dip at Fenella Beach, but I think it might be straight in the car back home to a nice warm bath.
So I know when you're wet already, you don't really want to get in the sea, do you?
No, not really, no. But His Excellency and Lady Lorimer coming later on tonight, and, you know, she's part of the Blue Tits, so they might go in for a dip. I don't know. They might do.
And why is it important to you to see these people here tonight?
Just raising money for a charity that's really close to my heart, you know. I just think I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for breast cancer research. So I just very... And a lot of them here have been through it as well. So we're all here for the same cause. And the support we've had from our sponsor, Thomas Miller, Sidco Thomas Miller, they've been amazing. Everyone's been wonderful.
And if people still want to support and put their hands in their pockets, can they?
They certainly can. If you go on to, you can go onto my Facebook page, Sandy Denning, and you can give through Just Giving on that, yeah?
Good luck, Sandy.
Thank you.
What is your name, please?
My name's Andrew Foxon.
And what capacity are you here in today?
So I'm here with Civil Defence. I'm Deputy Commandant of Civil Defence.
And well represented. There's a good number of people here.
I've got over 20 people helping tonight.
Yeah. And what will you be doing this evening?
We are really here to make sure that everything goes off smoothly and safely. Obviously, it's an interesting sight. The rabbits make their impact. So what we've done is we've put in lighting where there are rabbit holes. So we've set up this evening to make sure there are a range of facilities. We've identified a place that's safe for people to sleep, an easy route towards the toilets for those who need to go during the night. And of course, as it gets dark, it's going to be a little bit more difficult to navigate around. So we're going to be here escorting, but also we're providing teas and coffees and a little bit of shelter. If there's any injuries, we'll deal with the first aid. And then in the morning, we're providing a bit of food in the morning.
And why is it important for you to support events like this?
So it's a part of community support as well. But for us as an organisation, we go out to help people at different times. It's also useful for us as a training exercise. Yeah. Providing a set of facilities for people, being able to maintain teas and coffees and bits of food right through the night is exactly what we would do to support the fire brigade or the ambulance service or the police.
Well, Andrew, thank you so much for taking the time. I can hear the band are about to kick off, so I'm going to let you go and enjoy that.
Oh, thanks very much.
Good luck this evening.
All night long.
Before I go back and get in the warmth and the dry, I'm going to speak to one more person.
It's Sarah Maltby, MHK for Douglas South. I'm out of my comfort zone here in the middle of Peel, but there you are. It's a good night for a good cause, so you just got to keep on believing. All the fantastic people who've donated, thank you so much for getting behind us. We've raised a staggering amount of money, and it's obviously all for Breast Cancer Now volunteers, so really, really proud to be able to support the charity.
And why is it important to you in particular?
I think cancer has touched lots of people's lives in various different ways. My father-in-law has just recovered from pancreatic cancer, so not breast cancer, but still it's the same idea of getting behind and supporting charities that are trying their best to get this research to be able to stop this kind of disease from affecting people's lives as it does. I wish the sun would come out. Maybe if we keep on praying to the Mordy do, he might actually give us a good night, but I'm not too sure about that. It's all good fun, and that this weather certainly made that challenge a little bit more challenging, so that's only a good thing, isn't it?
And I suppose one of the ideas behind doing it when it's like this is, as you said, it's a challenge, and it makes you think, actually, this is nothing compared to what some people are going through with their treatments.
Absolutely not. I mean, there's some women here today who've recovered and are survivors of cancer, so they are just unbelievably fantastic. And that's part of this, what's made this event so good, is getting people together and talking and sharing those experiences. And they're absolutely inspirational. You know, they're the reason that we're here, and I'm obviously so pleased to be able to support the event.
Well, good luck for the rest of your evening.
Oh, thank you very much.
Maybe see you in the sea tomorrow. I'm going to go home and get warm now, Sarah.
Oh, no, you're mad.
Manx Radio's 1 to 3, tended by Ramsey Garden Centre. Pick up your new all-season loyalty card in-store today and start collecting reward points.